morning, Oak Cliff. Can you get on your feet, find somebody around you, tell them good morning, and let's worship together this morning. Let's worship together. Come on.
Wonderful, 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 you know it, I want you to sing it with us, all right? Hallelujah. We will not be shaken.
Submit to sorrow. Your joy is coming in the morning.
are grateful that you have promised that our joy is coming in the morning, and we praise you in spite of circumstance this morning. We give you honor. We give praise to your great name, who is consistent. If you believe that, come on, you say. Lost, I say, find their way at the sound of your great name. Condemned, they feel no shame. At what? At the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place. Where? At the sound of your great name. The enemy, he has to leave. At the sound of your great name, Jesus.
blessed Trinity.
One more time. One more time. Come on. Thankful for his matchless, his holy name this morning. Our hearts will sing no other name, Father. When we are distracted, when we are pulled away by circumstance, by people, by situations, remind us, God, that there is no other name that brings us peace, that brings us healing, that brings us restoration. You are holy. We ask that you will meet us here. Meet us here, Lord God.
Come before a holy God this morning as you prepare your elements for communion. We come into his presence, thanksgiving and joy. At the table of blessing, here we are. I want to read a passage of scripture while you're getting your elements ready. And you might want to just spend a little time with the Lord, prepare your heart for this moment. It's in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Again, reading at the 11th verse. So, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible declared that on the night that our Lord was betrayed, he took bread. He blessed it, then he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this bread, it represents my body that will be broken just for you. Say, just for me. And as often as you eat of this bread, do it in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. And in like manner, he took the cup. He said, this cup represents a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink of this cup, do it in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Come on and bless the Lord for his broken body, his shed blood.
Just for me, just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Just for me. just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. If you believe it, say just for me. Me, just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me.
If you're grateful for him this morning, give him some praise. We give you honor, Lord God.
Amen, amen. You may be seated. Just for me. Good morning, Oak Cliff. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to our Sunday morning service here. Many of you noticed that the angel of the house is not here, so we're going to get this out of the way. We all said, so let's... Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I am too. I miss my pastor. Talked to him yesterday, and he's in good spirit. But he did want me to make a couple announcements, so I want to be faithful to that. But before I do that, if you're here for the very first time, you're a guest, we're going to ask you to stand right where you are. Come on, if you're here for the very first time, come on, don't be shy. We're not going to... Amen. Praise the Lord. Oak Cliff. Thank God for our first-time guest. Okay, if you're around them, close to them, give them a handshake, a hand bump, a high five, and just let them know that we're glad to have them here today at Oak Cliff, one of the most exciting churches in the Metroplex. Amen. I got two or three witnesses. Amen. All right, here we go. A couple things, though. I want you to please stop by the table in the foyer to participate in a church survey designed to help improve the health and wellness of the members of OCBL. We partnered with a group called the Congregational Nurses out of Methodist. They're the ones that are responsible for our flu shots, mammogram screenings, and all of that. They've been a blessing to us, but they want to kind of be specific on how to serve us. And the way they do that is get information from us, and then they'll go back and try to have something designed to help us. Okay, so out in the foyer after service, they'll get the information on how to do the survey after service. Also, Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. The month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we want you to know that support is available here. Our counseling ministry offers services to walk alongside you during your time of need. Visit our website to learn about counseling services and the available groups through Free at Last. After service in the foyer, there will be a table to learn how to register for our support groups, which starts June the 12th. Amen. And then Pastor want to also remind you that coming up, 47 years, we're celebrating y'all. Hey, now, I hadn't been here all 47 years, but I've been here 17 of them. Amen. And we want you to participate. Come on, this is for us. We're celebrating what the Lord has done through our pastor and this church, our leaders down through the year. That's nothing light. 47 years, the same pastor.
Yes.
No scandal.
Yes.
All right, so we starting this coming Thursday with a job fair and all of that here at the church in the Grove. Saturday is Impact Saturday, where we go out in the community and serve the community. We probably still need you to sign up for that, to volunteer for that. And then Sunday is we celebrate the church anniversary.
Yes.
47 years, we're right back here both Sunday morning and Sunday night. VBS starts Sunday night. We got something for youth, children, and adults, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So let's participate in that, and you're going to hear the other announcements. But in my pastoral prayer today, I just want to pray for a group of people. If you're here today and you lost a loved one in the military and serving, they've given their life, a friend or relative that's of yours, we want you to stand right where you are. If you lost a loved one, this is Memorial Day weekend, and we remember the very fact that we can stand in this place with freedom is because of somebody gave their life. So we want to pray for you and pray God will just strengthen you. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we bless you. And God, we honor you because you're worthy. We thank you for those men and women that laid down their life for us. And Father, as these families remember them, we pray that God, you be the lifter of their head. We pray, God, you be a comfort to them, even now. And Father, we pray that you just have your way in their life. And let them know the lie that was given was not in vain. Father, we thank you for that. And we ask that you again just have your way in their life. Strengthen them, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray it all. Amen, amen. Now, let's pay attention to our screens.
Love being in the presence of God. Welcome to Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship.
Welcome.
Yes, we are honored that you, our members, visitors, and online viewers are here worshiping with us this Sunday.
We have a special treat for you. Our very own Pastor Bobby Gibson Sr. will be bringing the word today. He will challenge us to say something from Mark 11, 22 to 25.
In preparation for our church anniversary and family vacation Bible school, we will not have Wednesday Night Connect on May 31st. Next Gen Kids and Youth programs are also canceled this Wednesday. However, next month, June 14th, will be the start of Wednesday Night Hot Topics. So stay tuned for more information regarding our summer programming.
Men, have you registered to attend the 2023 No More Excuses Men's Conference? It's going to be a spectacular weekend, beginning with a conference on Friday night, June 16th, followed by a Father's Day fellowship of sports, games, barbecue, and fun on Saturday, June 17th.
Yes, the Friday night conference features our host, Pastor Jonathan Evans, and speakers, Dr. Tony Evans, George Foreman, and Dak Prescott, along with gospel recording artist, Myron Butler. Come at 5 p.m. to enjoy food, fellowship, and fun. Then at 7 p.m., you will hear from our conference speakers and experience a powerful time of worship.
The Father's Day Fellowship on Saturday morning is for fathers, sons, uncles, and nephews. You can visit ocbfchurch.org/NME for more information about both events to register yourself and your sons. We have the Desperate for Jesus Women's Conference, featuring an incredible program lineup that includes our hosts, Crystal Hurst and Priscilla Shire, and their special guests, Dr. Sarita Lyons, Charlotte Gamble, and Kiera Sheard Kelly.
You can register to attend the conference in person or watch it via simulcast. Get more information and register today at dfjconference.com.
Are you looking for a job or a career change? Our Technology Education and Career Services is hosting an Impact Hiring Fair Thursday, June 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There will be multiple major companies on hand prepared to interview and hire you on the spot. Come dressed professionally with copies of your resume for immediate consideration. Visit ocbfchurch.org/impacthiringfair for more information.
Please sign up to volunteer at Impact Saturday on June 3rd. This is our big church-wide event where you can choose from a wide range of volunteer opportunities that will help us make an impact in our community and in the lives of those who need us. For more information and to sign up to volunteer, visit ocbfchurch.org/Impact Saturday.
Family Vacation Bible School starts next Sunday, June 4th, and runs through Wednesday, June 7th, with our special guest speaker, Ken Ham, the founder and CEO of Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, and the Art Encounter. Mr. Ham will take us on an extraordinary expedition through the beginning of time to illustrate the credibility of the Bible.
And get ready for a lot of laughter with comedian Marcus Wiley. Also, our Next Gen kids will meet in the Education Center for their Ready, Set, Move for Jesus program with games, food, face painting, and more.
Oh yes, and Next Gen youth will gather in the Fellowship Center for their program, Marked, based on Ephesians 1:13. Their program also includes a live DJ, games, food, and fun. The check-in time for the kids and youth is 6 p.m. For more information, visit ocbfchurch.org/fvbs.
You can keep up with these announcements, including Comfort and Care, Thursday Fight Night Prayer, Careers at OCBF, and more. If you don't have the app, go to the Google Play or the Apple App Store to download the OCBF Church app today.
Well, church family, that's all the announcements for this week. Enjoy the remainder of service.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Waking me up this morning,
I praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just bless him just for a few minutes. Hallelujah. For every... For every mountain, every valley, every trial. Thank you, Sister Shelley and the praise team. We just appreciate you. Amen. I'm so excited I forgot my Bible. Amen. Wow. Wow. Say it backwards. Amen. Well, we're excited to be here today, excited and delighted that I was invited. Thank God for my pastor. Thank you for his trust in this little country preacher. Thank God for this house. It's a blessed house. It's a blessed house. Amen. Well, someone said earlier this morning, said, y'all, we're gonna get out early today. I agree. Amen. I want you to stand to your feet, and I want to make a declaration and a confession today with me. I want you to raise your Bible. If you have your Bible, your iPad, your phone, whatever you got that represents the Word of God. And I just want you to repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. I am a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the Word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Father, we bless you today and thank you for an opportunity to share the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, I just pray that you would have your way and that you would be glorified in everything that's said and done today. Father, we lift up the angel of the house as he is taking a little time off. Bless him even where he is, God. And we pray, God, that believe and declare that the word will go forth, and it shall not return void, and it shall accomplish that which we please and prosper wherever we send it. And Father, I pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And amen. You may be seated in the presence of our life-changing King. I want to talk to you about a subject I think is important for every believer. To me, there's two, and it's probably more, but there's two subjects in the Bible that's real dear to my heart. And many of you that know me, you know prayer is one of them. Yep. Amen. Amen. And the other one is faith. And today I just want to share to you why I believe faith is so important to the believer. And that you need to understand it. You need to know what it is and you know what it's not. So I'm going to take my time today and try to, with the power of the Holy Spirit, teach upon that. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, say something. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, say something. All right, all right. Now, in our world today, if you're going to buy anything, food, clothing, shelter, you got to have money, right? You don't go to Walmart and get in the register and get up there and they add everything up and they look to you and you say, by faith. Yes. Trust me, that ain't gonna work. So what I'm saying is, in this world, The what you got to have is currency. And money is the currency in the world. If you're going to get anywhere, do anything, Sister Shirley, you got to have some money. Amen. But just like money in this world for currency, Faith in the kingdom is the currency that you got to have to get anything in the kingdom. You got saved by grace through faith. Amen. Is that right? The Bible says you can't please God, according to Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith. That's why I believe faith is a very important topic. And that I believe in many cases, one of the reasons we are frustrated in many areas of our lives is because we think we have faith, and we really don't. But I want to work through the scripture today to show you the God, what the God kind of faith is. Yes. Amen? Yes. Now, the Bible said, we're going to go to Mark 11 today. Mark 11. Mark 11. Now, the text is from verses 22, but I want to back up a little bit to Mark 11, verse 13. Mark 11, verse 13. And it says, and seeing, I want to set this in perspective, the story. This is when Jesus and the disciples, they was on their way somewhere, and they saw, Jesus saw a fig tree. And the Bible said, and the fig tree had leaves. Now in that part of the country, if you know, figs, sometimes their leaves will be in different seasons. So if you saw leaves, that was an indication that there was some fruit on it. But when Jesus saw the leaves and got to the fig tree, guess what? No fruit. And it, in my way of saying it, and it messed him up. Because here I am, I got an expectation. And I get there and I'm disappointed. So in the Bible, Mark 11, verse 13, it says, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs were not yet, and yet he had leaves on it. Verse 14 says, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Notice this. He said unto the fig tree. And the reason I know he said, because he said, and they heard him say. Yes. Stay with me now. Stay with me. He said something. Yes. All right. I'm going to drop down to verse 20. And in the morning when they came back, as they passed by, they saw the same fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, he remembered when Jesus cursed that fig tree. He remembered, and he said, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And then in verse 22, where we'll start the text, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Yes. One translation say, have the faith of God. One translation say, have the God kind of faith. Yes. But then in verse 23, for verily I say unto you, and verily means the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Yes. I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I want to say this. The God kind of faith is not just believing in your heart, but it's believing and saying. It's not either or, it's both. Then in verse 24, it says, therefore, and therefore, when you see therefore, you need to ask, why is therefore, therefore? And it's therefore because of what came before it. And then he said this, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, watch this, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. The God kind of faith is believing and saying. If you go back to verse 23, The word saith is three times, it said three times more than believe. And many times we'll believe, but we won't say anything. We won't say anything. Matter of fact, here he said this. He said, and boy, watch this. And when you stand praying, forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Watch this. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. That's the word of God. And I believe that there's a blockage because of what's in our heart. Now I'm going to say this, and I mean this. There's nobody, no believer, I'm going to say believer. There's no believer in here that cannot forgive. I'm going to say it again. There's no believer in here that cannot forgive. Now you can choose not to forgive, but you can forgive. You know why? Because forgiveness is a decision. Now, I'm not going to say your emotions going to be over it and all of that. I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. But the decision to let somebody off the hook is in your power to do it. And many times we can read 22 through 24, but we can't, nothing happens because of unforgiveness. But the God kind of faith is believing and saying something. I remember few years ago, one of our guys, I was coming into service out there, and he was saying, Pastor G, how you doing? And I said, all right. And he said, oh, come on now. I said, blessed by the best. Now, what he didn't realize is, now, everything wasn't all right with Pastor Gibson.
Yes.
But that don't mean I ain't blessed, though.
Yes.
It don't. So, again, I believed it and I said it. That's the God kind of faith. Now, watch this. I want you to turn to Romans, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse. Because I want to show you that God has given every believer the measure of faith. If you're a believer here today, you have the measure of faith.
Yes.
Now, what you're doing with it, I don't know. but the Bible says you got it. Whether you're doing anything with it or not, you got it. Here it is, Romans 12, verse 3. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you. Romans, Paul was writing to believers.
Yes.
These not heathens, unbelievers. These are believers he was talking to. And not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, he didn't say don't think highly of yourself, but he said don't think more highly of yourself. But to think soberly according as God, here it is, had dealt to every man the measure of faith. And it's your responsibility to do something with it. If you don't apply it, it's not going to ever get bigger than what it is. Illustration. How many of you tell the truth and shame the devil, go to the gym every now and then? All right, I see your hand. Now, some of y'all, I don't know. But watch this. If you go to the gym consistently over time and you put in the work, Dr. Hawkins, something's going to change. You're going to bloop, bloop, bloop. You can't keep going consistently and nothing change. But if you don't go to the gym, what you saw yesterday is what you're going to see tomorrow. And it's the same way with faith. Faith, he's given to every believer. I want to get this across. I'm going to go over here and talk. Oh, they look like they're getting it over here. Every believer has been given the measure of faith. I was talking to a person one day, and they was going on and on about what their spouse wasn't letting them do. And sit there, man, 30 minutes. Same Same story, same song, different verse, same, just over and over. And finally, I believe it was the Holy Ghost that just raised up in me. And I'd say, where's your faith? You have lowered your expectation and faith in a man. When you are a believer and God has given you a measure of faith. And you got to know what you have. And then when you know what you have, you got to exercise it. I'm here to tell you that I don't know if somebody's here, you going through something right now, but I'm going to tell you right now, your faith can get you through it. And I know there's many testimonies in here where you have stayed the course and exercised your faith, and you over on the other side, and you look back at it, and you see where the Lord have brought you from. And that same faith that brought you through the last one, the same faith that brought you through the last one is going to bring you through this one. I want to stir up somebody here today because, you know, it's time for the church to be the church and stand on His word. There's a lot of stuff going on, not only in our church, but in our houses and on our job that we're not speaking to. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Say something. Hallelujah. Say something. And then in Romans 10, he said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and in thy what? Heart. Faith, belief in the heart. The word of faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe, here it is, in thine heart, that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Watch this. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All I'm saying is there's a connection, and you believe it in what you're saying. I'm going to tell you something. You can get with a person and you can spend about 5 minutes with them and just listen to them. And I don't know about you, but you can locate them. You can locate them. Just keep listening to them. See what they are saying. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible says, the mouth speaking. And you can locate them. And you can see if they're believing God or they're believing in themselves or they're believing in somebody else. Just keep listening to them. Just keep listening to them. Some people, they come to church, and I'm going to tell you this. They don't really expect anything. Now, they're coming, but they don't really expect anything. And guess what? They are never disappointed. By the word of the Lord, if you don't expect anything from God, you're not going to get disappointed.
Yes.
You're not. Because the Bible said, without faith, it is. That means it's not going to happen. That's why this subject, faith, is so, so important.
Yes.
And when our faith gets to a level where we just believe God, it really doesn't matter what I see.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter what I feel.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter what I hear.
Yes.
Because as a believer, I walk by
faith
and not by
sight.
Yes. That's a good place to bless the Lord right there.
Yes.
I'm telling you, faith is the currency in the kingdom of God. We are a kingdom church. And everything, we went back and we was thinking about the church anniversary and 47 years and just look at Pastor's story and how he got here and walking down this Camp Wisdom. And I tell you what, he was doing more than just thinking about it.
Yes.
I bet you that.
Yes.
I bet you that.
Yes.
I believe as he began to walk over the property,
yes,
he had faith and belief in his heart But oh, but Dr. Mercer, I believe he said something. I believe he claimed something. I believe God showed him something. And I believe that's why we are sitting here today, 47 years later, because a man had the God kind of faith. And not only did he believe it, he was courageous enough to say it. See, sometimes when we begin to talk faith, people look at us funny. And what we'll do is we'll shut down. But guess what? That person that's looking at you funny, they have nothing to do with what God has for you. None. So look here. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me move on. So verse 13, I love this. It's in Romans 10, verse 13. You know it well. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall what? Be saved. But then it says, how then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on him and whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? They heard something, but they also believed something. They heard something, and they also believed something. I repeat, the God kind of faith is both believing and saying something. Then, verse 17 says this. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Now, this passage of scripture that I read this morning, Mark 11, 22, some of you, and I know it, the Holy Ghost showed me this. Y'all said, I already know that. Yeah, you did. You said, I already know that. Here's the problem. It did not say faith cometh by having heard the word. Not in my Bible. It said faith cometh by hearing, continual hearing the word of God. But many times what we do is we hear it once and we think we got it, but that's not it. But faith, the God, I'm talking about, there are many different maybe kinds of faith, but the God kind of faith, it come by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 4, 17 says this, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things would be not as though they were. Anybody in here like that? You see a situation in your life. Don't look good. Don't feel good. Don't even sound good. But the God kind of faith can see it, but they see God. They see the promises of God. So they're not gonna claim what they see. They're not gonna deny it. But they're not going to stay right there. Yes. Yes. Yeah, my body may be in pain, yes, but I know what the word says. Yes. My word said, by his stripes, I'm healed. Yes. And so many times, we won't claim that because what people are going to think. Yes. But the Bible said we walk by faith, yes, and not by sight. Yes. There are things the devil going to bring your way. You don't have to accept it. Yes. Matter of fact, you need to begin to say, I return to the sender. Because I know what the word of God said. Yes. It's hard to mess with a man or woman that know their word now. Yes. It's hard to mess with a person that trusts God and had went through with God and got a testimony of what God done. The reason I can talk about healing is because he healed my body. High glory to God. And it was by faith that he did it. Yes. Amen, somebody. You go to the book of Hebrews 11 chapter. I'm just about finished, y'all. You go to the book of Hebrews, 11th chapter, and you all through there, by faith, Moses did this. By faith, Abraham did this. By faith, Sarah did this. By faith, Rahab did this. All through the hall of faith, it was by faith. It was by faith. It was by faith. And I'm telling you right now, we need to stand on the word of God. And not only believe, turn to your neighbor and say something. Turn to the other neighbor and say, neighbor. Say something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By faith, by faith. And then I'm gonna get happy right now though. In Genesis 22, Genesis, the 22nd verse, and I'm gonna start reading at the 5th verse, but you know the story. It's about Abraham who, at 100 years old, the Lord blessed him to have Isaac. Yes. Now just think about it, 100 years old, you got a child? Yes. I mean, that's a big deal, man. that's huge. And then right after that, God had the audacity. Oh, I didn't mean that. I mean, God came back to him. I didn't mean that. I forgive you. Okay. The father came back and asked Abraham to sacrifice his son.
Yes.
But I love what the word says, that early the next morning,
yes.
Early the next morning, he got up, and he got Isaac and the workers that went with him. And he went to a place, I believe it was Mount Moriah is where he was going. And it took 3 days journey to get there. But in the fifth verse, here's what it says. And Abraham, it said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass.
Yes.
I always want to say that in church. He said, and Abraham, come on back, y'all, come on back. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass. And I and the lad will go yonder, watch this, and worship, but here's what he said, and come again to you. You tell me that ain't faith? We gonna go and we gonna worship, but guess what? We coming back to you. Then drop down to the eighth verse. It says, and Abraham, when Isaac asked him and said, I see the wood, I see the fire, but where's the sacrifice? That's what Isaac asked Abraham, his father. And he said this, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. He said, and the Lord will provide himself a lamb. No, y'all didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Yeah, no, you didn't. No, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You know you did not hear me.
Yes.
Abraham said to his son Isaac,
yes,
that the Lord will provide himself,
yes,
a sacrifice.
Yes.
You tell me that ain't faith?
Yes.
You tell me that ain't faith?
Yes.
You tell me that ain't trust in God? Yeah, yeah, I know what you're asking me, Isaac, but God has already taken care of it.
Yes.
And that's where we get Jehovah Jireh from.
Yes.
Yeah, he said the Lord will provide himself a sacrifice. And you know the story. Abraham was committed to obey God. And he had laid Isaac upon the altar to sacrifice him. And the brother was going to go through with it. And when he raised his hand, he heard a voice that said, Abraham, hold your hand.
Yes.
And then he looked to the right. And there was a ram caught in the thicket. And just what he said, God did.
Yes.
What he said, God did.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want somebody just to begin to believe God. If God told you, it's going to come to pass. Matter of fact, do not doubt in the dark what God told you in the light. Some of you guys done prophesied to you, done gave you a word. That word is still real. That word is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. And you just got to believe God that he's faithful to his word, that he cannot lie. that he cannot lie. And then in Hebrews, watch this. And in Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 19th verse, it backs it up. Hebrews said this, and Abraham accounting, in other words, reasoning that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, yes, from whence also he receives him in a figure.
Yes.
That God was able to raise him up.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Brother Tony, God can do what he says he would do. God would never be a liar.
Amen.
Never. Never be a liar. But Abraham, he not only believed, but he said. He not only trusted God, but he said. What do you believe? My question is, what do you believe in God for? What do you trust in God for? What do you need from God? My last scripture. Well, I hope it is anyway. I got to close this thing down. So, Mark, I want you to go to Mark, the 5th chapter. We're talking about believing and saying, right? It's not either or, it's both.
Yes.
Believing and saying is the God kind of faith.
Yes.
And the Bible said he has given, dealt to every man the measure of faith. And I said earlier, every believer start off with the measure of faith. All of us start out at the same place.
Yes.
But what you do with this faith is on you. In the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, very famous story, 25th verse says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years. That's a long time, y'all, 12 years. An issue of blood, 12 years. And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, broke, trying to get healed, trying to get delivered, broke now, and was nothing better. Watch this. Not only was she nothing better, but said she just got worse.
Yeah.
Rather grew worse. But the 27th verse, I love it, says that when she had heard, when she had heard of Jesus,
yes,
came in the press behind him. And that word press, she was willing to get in a crowd and yes, be uncomfortable and make her way. Because why? She had heard.
Yes.
Have y'all heard about Jesus?
Yes.
Because she heard of Jesus, she came in the press and watch this, and touched the hem of his garment.
Yes.
Now that was really unlawful in that day.
Yes.
But when you get desperate, Sister Crystal, when you get desperate, you'll do some desperate things. She was desperate. 12 years, spent all that she had, and matter of fact, hadn't got any better, things got worse. And then she heard about Jesus. I'm gonna say she heard about him. And she was willing to go press through the crowd.
Yes.
And watch this, and touch the hem of his garment. But watch this though. For she said in verse 28, turn to your neighbor, say something. Turn to your other neighbor and say something. The Bible said, and she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Because she heard of Jesus, it stirred something up in her. To the point where she believed. See, watch this. When you believe, you're going to see action.
Yes.
Now, watch this. Now, she could have stayed where she was, and she could have said, I heard Jesus, I believe Jesus, all day long.
Yes.
But Elder Turner, but when she pressed her way through the crowd,
yes,
to touch his garment,
yes,
that's when you know she had the belief in her heart.
Yes.
And she said, that if I touch the hem of his garment, she said, I believe. She said, and she believed. The God kind of faith. And the Bible said, and in that moment, it dried up. But the end result of her faith and belief in God and what she said brought the results. The God kind of faith is believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. I will never forget 2013, 10 years ago. In a place almost like the woman with the issue of blood. But some kind of way, I heard about Jesus. Yes. And I heard that he was a healer. Yes. And I heard that he had no respect of person. Yes. And I heard Mark 11 and 22 that if I would speak to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in my heart, I will be healed. And 10 years later, I say the devil is a lie. He's still alive 10 years later. I want to stir somebody up to have the God kind of faith. Yes. To say what you believe and then believe what you say. Yes. To say what you believe and then believe what you say. Proverbs will back me up. I believe it's 18:21. It'll back me up. The Bible said this, that life and death is in the power of our tongue. I heard a message one time, bless me, said, watch your mouth. But turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, say something. Neighbor, say something. I want everybody to stand just right where you are. Just stand, everybody standing in place right where you are. I want everyone standing. Everyone standing. Everyone standing. Everyone standing. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone standing. Everyone standing. Everyone standing. We're finna do something very significant. I want you to be in prayer right now. There are these moments that we have in services that are life-changing. I believe this is one of them today. I really do. Won't you remain standing? Won't you remain standing? And I just want to ask the question. If you're here today and you are tired of being sick and tired, I want you to come to this altar today. I want you, if you have a need, whatever it is, we have prayer warriors lining up here because we want to specifically pray for you. So whatever that need is, I want you to come. Pray with one of these warriors. These are intercessors. They fast each week. They seek the face of God. That they may be prepared to agree with you in faith. So if you have a need, I want you to come. Just come. Come to one of these that's on this altar. Yeah, just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. Touch and agree. Yes, Lord. Have your way. You know who you are. You know what you need. Yes. Yes. Just come. Just come. Just come.
Into your all things.
Just come.
You deserve the glory.
Yes. Yes. And if you're coming and you're standing there, just give a few minutes. Somebody will open up. Just give it some time. Just come. And prayer warriors, if you see somebody standing, go ahead and pray with them. Yes, if you see someone standing in line and you're a prayer warrior, just go and agree with them right where they are. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, if you see someone standing, pray with them. Yes. Somebody standing. Here's what I want you to do. If nobody has prayed with you, raise your hand. If no one has prayed with you, raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You deserve the glory.
This week, we kind of getting ready for church anniversary, impact. It's just a lot going on. You know, I want you to pray for everyone that's involved in that. They are literally working hard to have a very impactful week, that week. And I just believe God is going to answer that prayer. But I want you to pray for him. Continue to pray for our pastor. You heard on last Sunday, a couple losses in his family. We just want to pray for him and the family because, you know, he's a man. And they are men and women. And we want to undergird them. That's what intercessors do, is they stand in the gap. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate you, brother. So, thank you, prayer team, for coming today and serving. Father, we bless you. And God, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. It's always available to us. Father, my prayer is that something was said today that would allow the believer to tap into everything that Christ has paid for. It is by faith. It is by faith. Thank you for you have dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now to him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Tell somebody you love them before you leave.